10. Biology. Listen to a discussion in a biology class. Fill in a diagram with the information that you hear.
All right, so we'll be discussing alleles, and hopefully by the end of this session, we'll be able not only to define them, but understand them as well. Here's what I think I'll do. I'm going to go ahead and give you the basic definition. Then I'll show you how alleles work, show them to you in action, and hopefully, then you'll have a very clear idea of what they are and what they do. Alleles are a pair or sequence of genes that exist at a certain location on a specific chromosome, a chromosome being a strand of DNA that holds our genetic information. So, what you need to remember about alleles is that they are the part of DNA that determines a genotype. Genotype referring to characteristics, genetic characteristics of an individual. Okay, that was a lot of information. I see you all frantically taking notes. Are there any questions at this time?
Well, yeah. I'm not sure I understand yet what alleles do. They're part of DNA, but what do they do in DNA? I mean, what's their function?
That will be my next point. So if there aren't any other questions, I'll get right into that. Okay, so on to the role of alleles. In essence, alleles determine what traits people inherit as part of their genetic makeup, inherit from the individual's parents.
I've always wondered how that happens. I mean, I look almost exactly like my mom, but not my dad. Does that have something to do with dominant genes, or I guess alleles?
You're exactly right. To talk about the role of alleles, we need to talk about the types. So put types in your notes. There are actually four, but we will go over two of them now and two of them tomorrow. The first two are dominant and recessive. Luckily, these are the two that are the easiest to understand.
Because they're opposites, right? Dominant means they dominate, and recessive means...
Well, yes, but let's put it in clearer terms than that. Traits need at least two alleles. A dominant allele will cause the trait to materialize if just one allele of that trait is present. So, let's use the brown eyes trait and say it is a dominant trait. If a child receives one brown eye allele and one blue eye allele, what color will the child's eyes be?
Brown.
Right. And a recessive allele means that two of that same allele are required to make that trait occur. So, if we say that blue eyes is a recessive trait, a child would need to have two blue eye alleles to be born with blue eyes.